gorgeous, gorgeous weather. And now, if you're not hungry, you're going to be. Time for Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Well, the change of weather makes me want to change some of the things I'm eating, and that means eating out.
Mm.
How often do you think people in this country eat out each week?
Oh, gosh, 2 to 3 times, maybe?
It's actually just under 6 times a week.
Under 6 times a
yes.
week eating out, okay.
Do you eat out that much?
No, I don't. I wish I could.
Well, I'm going to give you some new options to try. This is an occasional feature we're going to have on Dish Omaha to keep up to date because the restaurant industry is very fluid, as we know.
Yep.
Now, we've heard a lot that Omaha has more restaurants per capita than any other city.
Mm-hmm.
It's been something I've been trying to prove that math. I'm going to keep working on it. But I can tell you we have between 1,200 and 1,500 restaurants in our
wow.
town. Now, the restaurant industry is a little bit fragile and fluid, you know, mm-hmm. like any other business.
Sure.
The actual average lifespan of a restaurant in the United States is 3 to 5 years. And part of that
wow.
is because the profit margin is so thin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a food truck can bring in 10 to 15% profit, but it squeezes down as you get a brick and mortar place.
Mm.
In fact, fine dining usually has a profit margin of about 1%.
Oh, my.
And, you know, it takes at least $250,000 to start a restaurant. So closings do happen, and I think it's important to note that some of our favorites have closed over the last couple of months. Mouth of the South closed their location in the Old Market. Blackstone Meatball closed both of their locations. And Sunnyside Cafe, the breakfast spot over on Center Street, also closed.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a fluid business, we have some new restaurants we want to talk about. I know you and I have talked about Cleo.
Yes.
The Mediterranean spot at 12th and Howard.
Yep.
I think I've been 5 times now. One of the things I love best that they do with it is the 4 Mediterranean dips. They do a lebna, which is a tangy yogurt cheese, a hummus, which we know is tahini and garlic, baba ganoush, which has pomegranate and tahini, and then mahamara, which I didn't know very well, has piquillo pepper, walnuts, chili, pomegranate, and mint.
I haven't had that last one, the baba ganoush, though.
Oh.
I'm looking to see if you... Nope,
nope,
no baba
ganoush.
Nope, of course not.
One of the things I tried last time was a saganaki, which is a flaming cheese. I like anything with hot cheese, frankly.
Yeah, well.
And it has pumpkin seeds and salsa del verde and lemon. So good. They have a beautiful patio. And they actually have a wine club you can join and pick up Mediterranean wines every month.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, the
inside too. The patio is beautiful, but
they did
decor,
a beautiful job.
Yeah.
Also downtown in the Old Market is Memoir.
Yep.
Now that's in the new Brookline development at 10th and Harney. There's a couple other restaurants that have popped up there. I'm sure you've seen those.
Yeah. I walk by there often. I think it's Champagne.
Yep.
But exactly. I don't know if they're going with champagne or Champagne, but I think it's like miniature bowling with champagne or something.
I know.
Like
what a great combo.
So yeah, and then there's the Tupelo Honey.
Tupelo Honey.
If you're
yeah.
in for a big.
If you like Southern
brunch,
food, so good.
You'll be filled up.
And so Memoir is right there in the corner. They've got a gorgeous room as well. They have a big open view kitchen, which I really love to see the chefs working.
Yeah.
One of my favorites is their yellowtail sashimi. Has orange and pickled ginger and chili.
Oh, my.
And they do an amazing burger. Mm. They also have a beautiful patio and do brunch. Now, I know you're a Dundee guy, too. I just tried Udalali
mm-hmm.
in Dundee in the
mm-hmm.
old Mark space. It's a new American cuisine, but they have a mission. It's really cool. They provide culinary training for formerly incarcerated folks in partnership with Metro Community College. So great food with a mission. They kept the Mark's signature macaroni and cheese from the prior space.
I've heard
that. Love when restaurants do that.
I know. And Metro's culinary school is well known as well,
oh,
well respected.
Gosh. Absolutely.
So.
They have a tarragon mushroom soup there that our friend Tom told me was better than mine. I went to try it, and I have to say, I hate to say Tom was right, but I think he was. And I want to give a shout out to one of my friends who loves buffets. He told me about a new buffet in Papillion in Settlers Creek at 71st and Cornhusker called Golden Apple Buffet. This was started by Simon Dong, who's a 30-year restaurant veteran in Omaha. It's got sushi, hibachi, traditional Chinese, 250 items on the buffet. They're open for lunch and dinner. So my friend out there, I know you're listening, my buffet friend, we're going to go. It's important to get out and support your favorite restaurants. Try the new ones.
Yeah.
Go back to your old ones. It's a great part of our community here in Omaha.
And another great way to support local restaurants is to bring me food from those
All
restaurants.
Right. You're just going to keep working on me, aren't you?
Diane Watson, KVNO's resident foodie. Thanks a lot, Diane.
See you next week.
All righty.